go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. It is a distinct delight to be able to introduce once again to you all Evan Sayet. He is a man I've come to admire greatly, not only for his extraordinary sense of humor, which has made him one of Hollywood's favorite comedians, but also because of his very serious, thoughtful analyses of our times and the challenges particularly to the freedoms we hold dear. Evan Sayet is the author of an important book on the subject, The Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks. He is also an accomplished comedian, the star of stage and screen, I'm fond of saying, and has over the years provided several very important policy addresses, I think the most recent one of which was last year at the Heritage Foundation, which really rocked the house in the best sense of the word. It's great to have him rock the house with us. Evan Sayet, welcome back, and Happy New Year to you. I believe it's our first conversation in the new one.
Right, and that's a shame because it's already February. But yes, Happy New Year, Frank.
And it's more a wish than a prediction also, so there's that too. Evan Sayet, let me ask you about your take on a subject that I think has shocked many Americans, and that is the response of the Democrats in the House of Representatives to the president's State of the Union address, including, you know, his, one would think, absolutely nonpartisan and unobjectionable testaments to the character of our country and its fundamental values and principles and symbols. Even for that matter, the success of efforts to employ Black Americans, all of which were met with indifference, if not hissing and booing and walkouts. Your thoughts?
Yeah, the two sides in the culture war could not have been more obvious and more clear. You know, we've discussed this off the air, but I have a new talk where I point out that after World War II, it was pretty much recognized nothing like National Socialism can ever be allowed to happen again. Nazism, National Socialism. The left took advantage of this and went about convincing the world that the evils of National Socialism was nationalism. Of course, that's not the truth. The evils of National Socialism is socialism. Socialism is a constant, whereas the morality of nationalism depends entirely on the quality of the nation one adores. Of course, if one adores Nazi Germany, then nationalism is a force for evil. But had the Brits not adored Great Britain, they wouldn't have had the strength. They wouldn't have had a reason to stand up to the socialists, Hitler's socialists. If America hadn't believed in American exceptionalism, had we not been patriots, had we not been nationalists, we wouldn't have had the reason to stand up to the communists, the most murderous ideology in all of human history, and win the Cold War. So nationalism is a morally neutral term, and that's what's being fought right now across the world, by the way. Brexit is a nationalist movement. What we see from our friend Geert Wilders is a nationalist movement, what we see in France and elsewhere. And, of course, Donald Trump is America first, the nation of America, patriotism. And this is something that the socialists on the left abhor. So you have, on the one hand, the pro-American president, Donald Trump, and the anti-American globalists who are forced more and more to double down. You know, in an article I wrote recently, which I think was originally why he gave me this call, He Fights, I point out that the left can't stand pat because they're losing. They lost the White House. They lost the Senate. They lost the House of Representatives. They lost the state legislatures. They lost the governor mansions. They're losing. So they can't stand pat. That gives them two choices. They can elevate their game. They can go high. They can really do the things that are necessary to make America succeed. But if that's the case, it's the end of the Democratic Party for two reasons. One, a successful people's don't vote Democrat. The Democrats are the party of the very, very rich. You know, Silicon Valley and Nancy Pelosi and Nob Hill in San Francisco and Hollywood megastars. And the very poor, the Republicans are the party of the hardworking middle class who save prudently, invest wisely, and become wealthy and live the American dream. So a successful America is bad for the Democratic Party, which is why even when it's simply a fact that black unemployment, something that the Congressional Black Caucus should appreciate, something that the liberals should appreciate, black unemployment is at the lowest it has ever been in history under Donald Trump. This is something, how can you not applaud it? Except if you're not an American, if you're a globalist, if your own power and wealth relies on keeping minorities down and therefore sucking at the teat of government and alienated, if that is your business model, then everything that Donald Trump said is, in the eyes of the Democrats, a bad thing.
Yeah. Hey, Evan, let me ask you about something that you sort of implied, but I'd like to get you to tease it out for me a little bit. It is usually said that National Socialists are on the right. The Nazis are on the right. The fascists are on the right. What you've really just exposed, though, is to the extent that they're socialists first, that nationalism is simply being used in the service of their socialist agenda. They are actually on the left.
Yes, I call them international socialists. And really, the only difference is instead of thinking in terms of nations, they think in terms of uber nations. They think in terms of the European Union. They think in terms of one world organizations like the UN. But the policies and the mindset of socialism, look, the actual behaviors are as different can be. But the ideology behind the idea that the blood in your veins determines your worth as a human being is a socialist policy, whether it was Hitler who put Jews in the gas chambers because they had 132nd part blood that was Jewish, or whether you get a job at Harvard University because you have 132nd part Cherokee blood. The idea that your value, of course, or just simply lie about it, but the idea that a percentage of blood in your veins determines your worth and your value, that has remained the same, whether it's today's Democratic Party or whether it's the socialists of Nazi Germany.
But again, it's fundamentally, it's a racist concept, and the left is big on claiming that everybody else is a racist. You know, it's one of these ultimate perversions.
Oh, everything the modern liberal says is diametrically opposed to the truth. Everything, you know, whether it's that Michael Brown is a hero and that cop was a racist, whether it's Israel is committing genocide in the Middle East when in fact they're the attempted victims of it or victims of an attempt. But there is no ideological difference between the Nazis, the National Socialists who believed in a master race, and this war on white people, that if you're white, you have a life of privilege, that, you know, the idea that skin color determines, that race determines, that the amount of blood in your veins determines your worth as a human being is a socialist concept, whether it's national socialism or international socialism.
And it's wrong, and it's anti-American, and those who have been exposed to be exhibiting these qualities in our own Congress should be held accountable, it seems to me. Evan Sayet, we're going to have to leave it at that for the moment. I want to commend to our listeners your superb video, A Deplorable Mind, available at Amazon Prime, as well as your terrific book, The Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks. Evan, I hope you will join us again soon in 2018. It is high time we have a much more regular contact and conversation with you, and I appreciate you taking the time with us today. I hope the rest of you will come back to us again tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.